You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
A little loud.
A little loud. What's wrong with Schwab?
I know.
What's his
last
problem?
Night?
Todd?
Turn stuff down.
Boy, by the way, I saw him the other day.
Schwab?
Yeah, was he right behind you going into Chernobyl?
No.
Who did he get burned to?
Did he get burned?
Whatever he was.
There's a lot of them out there. Like yesterday, it was nice. I guarantee you there's people walking around today. It's like, whoa. That was a warm
first
sun.
First time. That was a warm sun.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
It was awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. I just embraced it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a beautiful, that was a perfect day yesterday.
I know Brittany is on vacation, but did you? We can only enjoy this till Friday.
I know,
see
right?
That? The weekend? 60. Anyway, we'll enjoy it.
How does it look for Memorial Day? I've got two big events coming up on Memorial Day weekend. I know it's long range, but whatever. Oh, I know what I had. Okay. Did you see this? This new thing with AI. We were talking about AI yesterday. Okay. And which I think is kind of fun in a certain way. It's almost like scary, but kind of funner. So I don't know. You know, it's like, wow.
It's like a wow thing. It's
unbelievable. It's a wow thing.
You can put these are the emotions I want in this.
Yeah. And
there's a public offering coming out. You know, you might want to invest a couple bucks in that because I just think it's going to.
But have you seen this new thing? I just, last night before I went to bed, and I always check like ESPN, just because I got to get a world report on ESPN, what's going on. Giannis, we just had that report. I don't blame him, though, man. I'll tell you what, this franchise, they won a championship. They won an NBA championship, and they haven't done anything right since.
Right. Though I think that's commendable, though, for more important than money, than he wants to win.
He wants the championship.
And I think that's cool.
I agree. And the Bucks haven't done a single thing lately.
Right.
Well, they got Dame Lillard, but obviously with the blood clotted and then the injury. He might never put. He'll never put it this way. He'll never be the same player he was.
Right.
He just won't. It's just.
Yeah.
It happens. But with an Achilles. Look at me. You think I'm the same athlete I was
ever since
before I got that bone spur on my Achilles?
Nope.
Could have been a contender.
Oh.
But money's not it. See, like Aaron Rodgers is part of the team, right? He owns it.
Yeah.
So. But they're gonna bark up the wrong tree. That is not what he wants.
No. And he's at that point now in his career.
Right.
It's always, he's so young, Now he's in the meat. Now he's in the,
yeah.
I mean, God bless the LeBrons in the world, but not everybody plays till they're as old as LeBron.
Right. No,
what a devastation if he leaves.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
He's the only thing we really can clasp on
and
to.
And such a good guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Such a good guy.
So what's the answer if you want to keep him?
Well, first of all, I mean, everything is in retrospect, so it's so easy to be in sports and go backward. Oh, they made the most. But I couldn't believe they fired their coach. I know he got fired by Phoenix again this year, but they won a championship. They weren't just, oh, we made it to the second round of the play. They won the NBA championship.
Yeah.
And then a year later, they fire him, and they do this and that and this and that. And it's like,
I would agree, even though they have a comeback and not have a good season, this guy can win a championship, and that's what you want in a coach, right?
Absolutely.
So
whatever he did, man, he pushed all the right buttons.
Yeah, I'm worried about that too. That's
because if they lose Giannis, forget about it. It's
close up shop.
Because Milwaukee's not one of those destinations where it's like they say. Where is they reading about if LeBron goes somewhere else now? And it's like there's only been one person that ever voluntarily ever left the Los Angeles Lakers, and that was Shaq. Because whatever, nobody leaves the Lakers on their own, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is Milwaukee isn't the Lakers where, you know, there's an old joke among sportscasters or news cover the NBA, and it was, what's the most difficult thing for a married player in the NBA? What's the most difficult thing?
For a married?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
to not have a smile on your grin on your face as you kiss your wife goodbye on your way to a West Coast road trip to Los Angeles. That was the big thing in the NBA. Everybody wanted to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things. And so, and it's one of those things with the Bucks. God bless Milwaukee. But, you know, if you got a choice between Los Angeles or, you know, Miami or even New York and Boston and all these places, right, it's tough in that free agent market. And the Bucks struck gold with drafting Giannis. You know, they found this kid, and but they just haven't been able to build enough around him. And I know there's been injuries, but every team gets injuries. But it's what it is. Okay,
yeah.
So anyway, let me throw this out there. AI.
Yes.
Don't know why. Have I been living under a rock?
Yes.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty big.
Actually, though, okay, can I just say one thing about living under a rock?
Yeah.
I watch these videos all the time about living out in these, like, caves out in the woods where they have these cool, they hook it up cool. I would love to do that. Have you seen those, Todd?
I have. Yeah.
Aren't those awesome? It's like semi-survivalist, but they make these, like, underground places really cool.
Yeah.
No.
No? My only concern with that, you know what my only concern with that
bugs,
would be?
Bugs, snakes.
No.
Nope. Mold, mildew.
Nope. Nope.
Dampness.
Nope.
Health.
Nope. Nope. There's been a lot of cowboy movies where, okay, you got to get somebody out of a cabin type thing. Okay.
A cabin's different. This is underground, though, you said.
This is underground.
No,
but
there's no way.
Jim, it's the same thing. Just work with me on this.
Natural
so they'd have these sod kind of places out in the West at times. They didn't have these, okay? And you know how the Indians and Native Americans would smoke them out? They'd go on top and cover over their thing with animal skins.
Oh, yeah.
The chimney.
Oh.
So you're afraid somebody's going to cover your chimney?
Yes.
I just don't know why somebody would do that.
Although cover his chimney or live there?
No, cover my chimney. If I'm living in there and they're trying to get me out, somebody's coming after
me. What if it just gets covered by natural things?
Well, then you go up, you clean it out. But now if you go out and clean it out, what happens? Boom.
I just
got to think about these things, Jim.
Yeah, what you got to think about, John? Living above ground. That's what you got to think about.
I'm just saying. So anyway, this other AI thing.
Yeah.
Where you take a picture, an old picture, and they bring it to life.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this brand new?
No. I've actually done it with, like, pictures of my mom and dad and stuff like that.
You're kidding. No. I didn't know this existed.
It's definitely getting better because when it first came out, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, it kind of looked like them, but it also looked like a scary version of them.
I was going to say, is it a little
freaky? It's a little freaky.
That's what I was wondering as well.
Like maybe their eyes are just a little off or something.
And, okay. Yeah.
But when you say bring them to life, what do you mean?
You can take a picture and it starts moving.
No,
and it's like they're smiling at you and stuff?
And turning their head and all that stuff.
I'm not up on that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the enhancement you're talking about.
No. Wow. No, they turn old pictures into life. It'd be like your parents or your grandparents or some all of a sudden are smiling at you and waving to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Has anybody done that?
But mom's got six fingers. I mean, AI still makes some mistakes
still
with that
working
stuff.
On it. Yeah.
I would love to try it, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff you can do with that. I've got a buddy who does podcasting as his life, and he has Casey Kasem and Robert Stack doing all of his voice work.
Really? Because
he got audio of them.
Wait a minute. Is this a buddy of yours?
It is a buddy of
then
mine.
Then why does he have Casey Kasem instead of you?
Because
you do a better Casey Kasem than Casey AI Kasem.
Because he actually has Casey Kasem doing it.
You're better than Casey Kasem.
Robert Stack from Unsolved Mysteries.
And The Untouchables.
Yes. It's amazing. Before the election, he had Biden and Trump talking like friends.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious.
But don't you look at that sometimes in even news, the real stuff? Wonder if it's real?
Oh, yeah. Well, nowadays, I mean,
everybody's going to be skeptical about everything.
I thought I was the first person to learn about this AI thing last night. No? Mm. It's been in all the papers? No.
Yeah. Well,
Mom back!
Wow.
That's the other thing I've been watching a lot of videos on. Truckers. You're in the cab with them. They've got cameras on the outside. You see these guys back up into, you know, loading docks and stuff with 2 inches on either side.
Yeah.
And they're as cool as a freaking cucumber. And I'm sitting there sweating just thinking about
it. Okay, that's once a week or whatever it did is I sit right here and I just gaze in fascination. When that huge truck pulls up here, I think it's for the creamery maybe or whatever, whatever, you know, for a supply. And it pulls up.
Hagemeister.
Right here.
You're right, Jim.
Oh, yeah, Hagemeyer. You're right. They pull up right here.
Yep.
And he has to back that thing all the way around through that narrow little thing with the garbage things out there and the cars.
Usually one try.
One try. And it's a younger
one time guy. He had to pull up, but a younger guy.
Yeah, younger
but
guy.
One try.
He even looks out the window, looks at it once, and he does it.
Yeah. That's
incredible. That's cool. That is cool.
I would take so much stuff out with me. I would be backing
I know,
up and just hitting everything.
Lordy, yeah. Lordy, Lordy. How do you think I'd be?
Wow.
Forecast, low to mid-60s for Memorial Day weekend. No rain at this point, but you know what else rains the Memorial Day weekend? Low to mid-60s, okay. We'll take that.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about this weekend or Memorial Day weekend?
Memorial Day.
Because that's...
So that's long range, yeah.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
This weekend, though, too, I think is going to be in the 60s.
Right.
Yeah. But
that Memorial Day weekend, well, you have to give a bunch of talks, I bet.
I'm going to be in Freedom. I'll tell you what, the town of Freedom, they do such... The last time I did it, 3 or 4 years ago, they asked me to meet at the high school for the wagon ride over. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that sounds like fun. Well, what they do is they have these old horse pulled wagons and everything, mm-hmm. and they have the high school band. They have the whole high school band out there, okay? And the thing I remember is they had just come back from, like, the state softball tournament and drove all the way up from, like, Madison to do this. And what they do from the high school, they march all the way through the thing with cadence.
Mm-hmm.
You know the military cadence mm-hmm. with the things? What? You can. Total That's silence. Cool. Throw the entire sound.
It's like
or throw the entire town. It's real. But to hear the live band doing that marching, wow. It's a really cool thing they do at the cemetery. And I did something dumb. You ever say something? This wasn't during my speech, but something right before I went up. So I'm talking to the priest who's going to go up to give the thing. And we're just talking from whatever church. I said, yeah. He goes, oh, are you Catholic? I said, I got to be honest with you. I'm in the Altar Boy Hall of Fame. He goes, there is one. I said, oh, yeah, it's in the Vatican. I said, I got my hassock retired. He goes, what? And they go, and now Father so-and-so.
Yeah, that's funny. Wow.
I wasn't lying so much. It's not like I was in confession. That's where I lied. Got another one here. Best way to keep Giannis, sign Halliburton's dad. They seem to get along well. Yeah. You saw that, right? Last week, Halliburton's dad got in Giannis's face.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did.
Boy, there are a lot of guys in the NBA who are 7 feet tall that would not have handled that as well as Giannis did.
Yeah.
Imagine back in the day, Bob Lanier or
Bill You're not even that tall. You wouldn't handle it that well, you know? Yeah, right?
I would have handled it well.
Wow. It'd be blood on the floor.
Today is Tuesday, May 13th. Forecast. Mix of sun and clouds.
Yep.
Possible showers. High of 70. Man, we could use some rain.
Yes, we could.
I actually texted a guy. Actually, a guy we know. I'll tell you who, Jim. We're a mutual friend. And we got into it on the internet one time. And then we kind of got mentioned. Will you do that? Yeah. And we've become, like, really good friends over something else, fishing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go out this past weekend and go explore. Have you seen the fire warnings already?
Already, yeah, I know.
In fact, we got a great story coming out in our newsletters today. So if you haven't signed up for our newsletters.
Doesn't it seem, like, unbelievably early for that?
It seems to be.
We haven't had enough warm weather to dry out that much. But they are extreme. But anyway, what I want to throw out there.
Okay, well, I'll talk about that.
If I put a picture of, like, a really old picture of my grandpa or somebody, would somebody AI it for me?
Amanda could do that for you.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to wave to us tomorrow?
Yes.
That's cool.
Right, Todd?
Whatever they have him do, you know. I don't know that you can choose the action, but.
Oh.
It's going to be a little freaky.
I'd like to see that.
Me too. Mind on the Mayor, we got a phenomenal lineup. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Don't tell me. I'm always, whenever Todd plays a song coming in, I know there's a reason.
Look at your screen.
Top Gun Day. I did not know that, Todd.
Today is Top Gun Day.
Wow. And why is today Top Gun Day?
I'm not sure.
The movie come out today?
I mean, did it? What was it? 86-ish? You know, I got to give Tom Cruise credit.
Oh, man.
When you see, and God bless the soul of Val Kilmer, you know, how he turned out. I mean, obviously without his, I know he had some issues, whatever, but I saw a thing with all the other people from the original Top Gun. Tom Cruise looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, he has aged. I don't know if he had work, whatever. God bless him if he did, but boy, he looks good.
He knows. He, different guy.
Really?
But
different.
But out of that mission, you are some of that Mission Impossible. Yeah, I think he's
Does great. All of his own things still. Right. He's almost like the exact same weight.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this movie? I'll tell you, and I have no idea the name of this movie, but it's really good with Tom Cruise. Have you seen that? The one where he plays the part, I think we talked about, he plays the part of like a drug smuggler.
That's an awesome movie.
Oh my God, is that a good movie?
That is a good movie.
And it's totally based on fact.
Oh yeah, that's that whole, we lived during that time.
Well, it was one of the big ones when he was first getting started, one of the first cartel guys.
Man, that was
good. Todd, who's the big one? They just got him a few years ago. But he was like, when he was first starting up his cartel.
Well, that whole Contra thing was there, too. I mean, there was a lot of arms in there.
Well, and what's his name? Oliver North?
Yeah.
Played a big part of it.
That was a lot of trade for weapons. Yes. That's what that was.
The movie was called American Made.
Yeah. Yes. Great.
2017.
Movie.
And that gets you right away. That's a good movie. That doesn't take us like, what's going on here?
No.
That thing is like, boom. That's a good movie.
And the thing is,
and he's great in that too.
He's phenomenal in that. Yeah. Oh, and then one of the good parts is when they finally they busted him. They had the FBI, the DEA, and Homeland Security
all in that.
All showed up at the same bust for him.
Mm-hmm.
They all arrest him. They take him. It's in Arkansas.
Oh yeah.
Take him to the thing, and he's telling the guys, "Goes,
you
guys want
minutes.
A Cadillac?
Yeah,
I'll buy every one of you guys a Cadillac." It's like, "You're trying to bribe us?" "Nah, I'm just saying. As soon as I'm out of here, I'm gonna be out of here in about 10 minutes." And they're like, "You ain't going anywhere, son. You ain't going anywhere." There's like district, the Attorney General, Governor Clinton's on the line.
Yeah.
"Hey, Bill, how you doing?" And they don't let him go. He just walks out. you got to watch it, but it's totally factual based.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good.
And the money he... Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's just...
And then when he tries to call his contact with the government, it's like...
Don't know
this call has been disconnected. And it's like, guys, I don't know who you are.
Oh, yeah, they turn... Yeah.
Completely turned on him. Great, great Tom Cruise movie. I got this one from Michael. "I'm laughing my A off, picturing some Native Americans trying to smoke Mino out of his hut." Well, Michael, maybe that's the reason I don't have a hut. Because I worry about that as well. And that's a true story. If people are looking for something to do, the Green Bay City track meet is at West High School tonight. Come see the beautiful new stadium. Brian.
Nice.
Very nice. Boy, they've put a lot of work into that. A lot
of stadiums. But yeah, West is nice.
Yep.
Did they ever get that resolved? That
with the cell phone tower or whatever tower, it was?
Yeah.
Or
with blocking a view, obstructed view.
I don't know
think
what they
did
with that.
Right? That was, I mean, come on. Don't you look at the architectural drawing and say, gee.
I wouldn't.
Okay,
but that's
I think that's what happened. Anyway, I think they got that resolved. But yeah, West is great.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Top Gun came out in 1986. Got that one. Actually, Todd, you know who did not, of that group, you know who aged maybe the least well?
Yeah, Val. Was Val Kilmer in that?
Well, Val, but he was, you know, he had a disease or something.
Who's the other one?
Kelly McGillis.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't look like that anymore.
Wow. I mean, she was smoking hot back then, and she just, I think she gave up acting and just, I mean, not bad, but I mean.
What's 30 years ago?
Look at me.
Yeah, that's my point.
No. Get this one. Pilot who flew for Air America that was shot down over Nicaragua was from Marinette.
Really?
He broke Oliver North. Brian, I remember this. He was just a normal guy from like Marinette.
Is that the guy that fell asleep in the plane? Was that his friend? Cruise's friend?
No, I think he was the guy.
Oh.
I think Tom Cruise is portraying the guy from Marinette.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't look like Tom Cruise from what I remember. No disrespect. But yes, I remember this now.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So where's our man? Where's Sean? Sean, where are you to report on us?
Is that guy dead?
I don't know. But if not, we got to get him on the show.
Oh, man. Celebrating his...
Schwabba, get on this.
Yeah, right. That, wow. That's a Pete thing.
Top Gun came out today, 1986. Today's also Cocktail Day. You know what I got invited to? One of those bourbon clubs.
Oh, fun.
It would be. But I don't know. It's almost like I don't know enough. They could do a blind taste test on me and grab something that's like $6 a bottle someplace and say it's, you know, 900. And I'd be like, oh, wow, this is awesome. Good. Then they'd like be, it's not. It's cheap stuff.
I think those are a lot of samples, though, at those bourbon parties.
I know.
Now, they do want you to buy a bottle when you leave.
No, I know. But I don't know enough about it to know which one is, this has the most.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you ever go to a wine tasting and some people really know their wines? And it's like, I'd be like, well, that questions my thirst. Today is humus day. Hummus day, which got to be the grossest thing known to man.
Oh, man. So hummus, that's obviously super popular. Two of my daughters were home one time, and we went to the farmer's market, and they're healthy. So they got hummus and asparagus, and that's what we had. That was dinner. That was dinner. Hummus and asparagus.
Huh. I don't think I would do dinner.
That's what it was.
I would eat that for a snack.
Yeah, but they just, they didn't eat a lot. And
it's basically crushed up peas or something, isn't it?
Chickpeas.
Chickpeas. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, all right.
No, that was like their meal.
Did you like it?
Okay. Till the pizza showed up.
The freezer grabbed some of my frozen pizzas.
No, that was Gallagher's.
Apple pie day. Pretty much can't go wrong with good apple pie.
No.
Crouton day. I don't eat croutons.
That's good because all carbs.
Was that pilot Eugene Hassenfuss? Yes, I remember that name.
Wow.
I remember that name. Back at this. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white.
Always the same. It's just. From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Beautiful morning out there right now. 54 in Green Bay, 51 in Appleton, 61 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. Forecast, once again, a mix of sun and clouds, possible showers, high of 70, which is phenomenal. How high did it get yesterday? 80s, right? Or 80?
I think it did.
About 80,
yeah. 80.
Yeah.
Wow. Perfect, perfect day. Once again, today is Top Gun Day, Cocktail Day, Hummus Day, Apple Pie Day, Crouton Day, Cough Drop Day. Going back to the crouton type things, is there anything more gross than, we've talked about this, croutons in soup?
I like them.
So do I. Remember we talked about that last
year? We did. And Nobody else does.
Yeah, you called this chef, this professional chef, and end up to be...
Murphy.
Yeah. It's like, what? You can call my friends, too, for stuff.
He verified it.
Political cover. Yeah, but he was just a friend. So I thought you were going to really call a real chef.
He's cooked.
Yeah.
Okay. Cough Drop Day. Did you ever always have that one kid in class that always had a cold and always had Hall's cough drops?
Yeah, Hall's.
And there are no flavored Hall's cough drops. They're just that one Hall's cough drop.
Right. You can smell that. You walk into the room.
Two things that you always never wanted in school. You never had to have the Hall's cough drop, and you never had to want to have Vicks.
Vicks.
And then if you played football and you had some kind of a strain,
heat.
Whatever heat type stuff, there are different names, like Ben Gay type stuff.
Right.
And the coach would make you wear that, and you'd be that one kid in class that just smelled. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I was not that kid, but yes, I knew that kid. Right.
Yes. But even in wrestling, you never had to put on the analgesic or whatever it's called? Analgesic?
Yeah. But I think a lot of people did. I'm just saying that. I'm talking about the classroom. When you walked into the classroom and the kid
had it. It was pretty tough to act cool next to that hot girl in class when you smell like Ben Gay. True. Or Hall's
or
cough
Vicks.
Drop. Or
yeah,
Vicks.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bike to work week.
Yes.
How many days in are you now?
What is today? Oh, man, it's Tuesday already?
Yeah.
This week's flying.
Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
Are you going to?
Thursday and Friday.
All right.
I can't. Yes, I am. I'm biking Thursday and Friday. I got to run over there after this. I don't have time to go bike today. So
can't
Thursday
you bike
and Friday.
There?
I have to. Thursday and Friday I'll bike.
Okay.
Are you? Or you don't? You just walk here. Okay. Thursday and Friday, I'll take my bike.
I'm bringing my bike out, though, this week, if it's nice. So I'm going to get that. I bet I could just go to the Broke Spoke and get a seat. Do you think?
Yeah.
Because I literally can't ride it anymore because I think it's causing an issue with my.
George is awesome, but you, of course, you got. there's cheaper bike seats. I'm just telling you.
But
that.
I need a good gel one. I do.
Go to him. He's got the best stuff.
I mean, I think it's affecting me in a way where it could. I might never have kids again.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah, that's happened because of your. What's the matter, Todd? Todd had a smirk.
Just, I'm sure that's the only reason.
Morning visuals you never want to have for 100, Alex.
Right.
Only 100?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's way down.
Daily
on the
double.
List.
Morgan Wallen is 32. But I'll tell you what, that guy, I like his singing, but I'll tell you what, man, he should be in jail. I mean, he was about 5 feet away from killing a cop when he threw that chair like 10 stories off that building. Down in Nashville. I mean, and two cops were like standing there just a few feet away.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you're famous, you get away with a little
bit more.
I guess,
man. Darius Rucker is 59. Awesome. You know, I really like the music he does now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, Hootie was great, but then he got a little more something. Upbeat country or something.
He's country now.
Man, I like him. Although, you know who cannot stomach him? I told this story. David Burns.
Why?
He was in town, I think, for a Packer game or for something. And he ran into him in a bar. I think at Maloney's. Remember the old Maloney's?
Oh, yeah.
And he just talked to him. He goes, hey, man, wouldn't it be cool to have you here sing the national anthem for a Packer game? He's like, are you serious? You think I actually sing national anthems? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, remember you were trying to help me think of Teddy Swims.
It was Teddy Swims.
It was Teddy Swims.
Okay.
I went home.
We said Billy Strings. Teddy Swims.
I did. I got home. I'm thinking, okay, Don and me and Alexa played Teddy Swims. So I listened to that last night when I wrote my anyway stuff. Yes, that's what it was.
What's your favorite song from Teddy Swims?
Oh, I got to tell you, I like him. If he would come to Green Bay, we'd go.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Teddy Swims is a, don't you think he's pretty popular?
I would say so. Probably he's a popular artist. And yesterday we were talking about,
how did we get on that? We were talking yesterday and I'm like, oh, that's guy, I really like his music. We're talking about different genres of music. That's what it was.
Okay.
And I said, I like this guy and, you know, Billy Sims and it's like Richard Simmons.
Oh, I remember you mentioned Billy Sims.
Yeah.
Oklahoma running back. Heisman Trophy winner 1979.
Right. Anyway, Teddy Swims is the guy that I like.
Got
close.
It. Yeah.
But it was a Monday.
Well, he is a heck of a running back too.
Yeah.
Teddy was.
Yeah.
Right. Stephen Colbert is 61. Dennis Rodman is 64. He's been quiet over the years, although his daughter is a phenomenal soccer player. She's on the United States Women's Olympic Soccer Team,
or National Soccer Team, rather.
Stevie Wonder, 75. Always liked Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Always liked Stevie Wonder. Didn't he have one of the greatest voices of all time? Or maybe still does.
I think so. I just like his music.
Me too.
My Cherie Amour.
Yeah.
Lovely as a summer's day. Do you watch Colbert?
I don't stay up that late.
Yeah, me either.
To be honest with you. Oh. When I see him, I like him, but I just don't stay up that late.
Do you know what's really...
I like...
You like him?
He's, you know, not... We don't vote for the same people, but I think he's funny. I think he's got great writers. And that was cool, that whole COVID, through COVID, you know, when he just...
Did it from home?
We did it at home. His hair's long and he gets his hair cut and his wife was in it. And yeah, I think he... Yeah,
he's a smart guy. He's a smart dude. He's a smart guy.
There's no
guy.
Doubt. Oh, yeah.
Can you believe he's been doing that show for 10 years this month?
I remember when he started. Wow. I thought he used to do that spoof show.
Right. The Colbert Report.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then before that, wasn't he a sidekick?
He was on The Daily Show.
The Daily Show.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
That's what he did.
But he took over for Letterman 10 years ago this month.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, you know, that whole thing, it's amazing. I was seeing a thing. You know who's not looking good? Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh.
Wow. And I have to feel
for
him, right?
Wife.
His wife with Alzheimer's. Right.
He just looks worn out and old and tired.
Yep. I agree.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
But he was talking, on some show, and they were talking about Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
How Jimmy Kimmel, I guess, just humiliated him on his own show.
He said he wished he wouldn't have gone on there. Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Well, but
because he came out and basically on The Tonight Show, gave Jay Leno crap for pushing Conan O'Brien out of The Tonight Show, basically saying, oh, you know, you kind of made the guy lose his job and all that kind of stuff.
It's amazing, those late night wars. Those late night wars were a serious thing that haven't like subsided. Like those are still deep seated guys hate other guys because of those things. Right.
But that when he got rid of Conan, they in the paper, you know, those sketches of things. It was you know, he always did that jaywalking, you know.
Yeah.
The jaywalking and Conan's all just mangled under his legs, you know, because he did.
That was bad.
Have they mended that?
No.
Oh no.
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 Okay.
No.
No.
I think Letterman and Leno have mended a little bit.
Have they?
Okay. A little bit. I think.
Say no. Johnny Carson and Leno never did.
Right.
Yeah.
They like never.
Yeah.
Nothing ever.
Because he felt pushed out by Leno too.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He.
Yeah.
Boston. I don't know.
And then I remember Leno's. I still remember this plain as day. Leno did one of those things where it happens so often in sports. So often in sports, somebody retires, and then it's like, oh, well, my team really wants me back. And it's, no, they don't, but you just miss it so much. And I remember Leno, when he had given up and he comes back, he's like, I'm just doing this for all the people that work for me. I'm afraid they're going to be out of jobs. Right, and right, I just didn't think, I'm not doing it for me. I know they're giving me $300,000 million a year, but I'm not doing it for me. I'm just doing it for my people that work for me.
No, I know.
Because they'd be homeless. It's like, ball, you're doing it all for yourself. And I don't know why Mike Tyson was speaking
grudge. Me either. I just.
But.
That's, yeah.
I'm just anyway, you're right.
That's not
Bolivia.
Bad, though. That's close.
It's close to Leno.
But it's
but
closer
yeah, you're
to
right.
Tyson doing.
It's closer to Tyson.
It's Mike Tyson doing Jay Leno.
It's closer to Tyson.
So remember this, Jim. Yeah. Whenever we need a Mike Tyson, just tell him to do his Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Good point. Dave says, love croutons and soup. In salad, not so much. I just don't like soggy breaded food.
Yeah.
And we got another free ticket Friday coming up this week, right, Todd?
We do.
Right.
Coming up on Friday, your chance to win tickets to go see the Brew Crew. We'll get more details on that later this week.
Nice. Got text here. The current late night guys all actually hang out together.
Yep.
All right. What's that second generation of guys who like took over for other guys?
Yeah.
But the original guys seem to still have a bone to pick or whatever.
Yeah. They're not as good. The people who come on after.
Oh.
The. Wow. You know, the
yeah.
I don't know,
even the people like I like Jimmy Fallon just fine, but it's not the Tonight Show
he
anymore.
He doesn't do it for me, no. Jimmy Fallon.
No.
He doesn't do it
for
me.
I like Colbert, but I don't watch him. And Jimmy Kimmel I like, but again, I'm in bed by then.
Wasn't there some study, I don't know how accurate it was, but a lot of people were getting their news
from
that segment. And Colbert's one of the smarter guys, I think.
I agree.
And his monologues are, you know, 7, 8, 9 minutes. So that's what I liked about him. I don't agree with a lot of stuff he says, but he doesn't make it up. It's true stuff.
Yeah.
He just gives an opinion on it. So, yeah, I like Colbert.
He makes you think. I mean, he's kind of not just a cheap joke type thing.
Next time I go visit the kids, I'm going to go to, you know, it's a big Tonight Show with Stephen Colbert. It's right there. So I think I'm going to go to that. I think it'd be fun to check that out.
How do you get tickets?
You just
because I would love to go. If I visit my daughter in New York, I would love to go to some kind of a show like that. I really would.
They're free.
Okay, but do you have to stand in line for like 6 hours?
No, I think you just tell them you're coming, and then they tell you if their ticket's available. So my mom's been there a couple times to Colbert.
Because Saturday Night Live is almost impossible, right?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it is anymore.
It's not?
I don't know.
Well, I thought it was like a couple of years. You put in your name, and maybe in a couple of years they might call you? No?
Boy, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, that's all in the same.
It's
all
in
the same neck of the woods, right? I mean, you just throw ridiculous streets.
I mean, yeah, I walked past
other.
The studio. I went to that little deli right next to it.
Yep.
That's where. First time I ever saw a tongue sandwich.
Oh yeah, those are. Yeah,
I thought the guy was joking. It's like, are you serious?
No, they stack it up pretty high there.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live. I don't know how you get tickets for that. I think is it the same thing? Maybe you have to know somebody.
I don't know. I would if somebody said, hey, I got some tickets Saturday Night Live. I would find a flight right now. And I would get on it. Well, I wouldn't fly to Newark, but I would fly somewhere, and
weeks.
I would go to Saturday Night Live in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, we toured that. You know, you see the studio and all that. But, yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be a good time. But there's so much to do there, right? I mean, I told you, we went and my comedian I like, the clean guy, not Nate. I'll think about it at the break.
Bill Burr.
The clean guy said.
Billy Strings. Is that who it is?
Whatever. Okay.
Bill Burr is that guy that you probably shouldn't hang out with in high school because he's bad.
Oh, you get kicked out
but
of school.
But boy, you get a kick out of
him. Oh, yeah. But no, you don't want to hang with that. No, he's too funny.
Yeah.
And he's gotten in a little bit of trouble because I think I told you that one time he was
terrible.
At the some awards
like, what's
thing.
What's wrong with it?
He was at that award thing, and the guy, it was some music award, and the guy played like some concerto on the piano, and he comes back. He goes, you know,
that was like the Academy Award, not the Academy, the big, huge
the Grammy.
One of the big ones.
No, that's the music, but
it wasn't just this little. It was like the big one.
Yeah. Anybody else want to kill themselves? You know, it was really long.
I love that.
And it was really boring.
I love it.
He got in a lot of trouble for that.
Just say it.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Oh, God, that's funny. Yeah, he's
because that's those things where it's like, oh, that's terrible. Yeah. Like, no, wasn't that terrible? Yeah.
And he loves Milwaukee. You know, he talks about Milwaukee in his show, so yeah, he's a real guy.
Did you see his thing where he roasted Conan the other night?
No, I didn't.
No.
But, well, Conan and I are two redheads, so we've, you know, suffered together.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least I'm a short redhead who gets all right. Look at Conan. He looks like a 6'6" abrasion.
Yeah. Oh.
Got to set our break. Scott Vinci, Green Bay Press Gazette, will be joining us. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Scott Vinci, Green Bay Press Gazette, coming up at 7:06. We're at Grace Hageman, Salvation Army, for the Salvation Army Week, which is a very cool thing.
Yeah.
Sherry Omernick and John Calwertz coming on to talk about Kayak, Wisconsin, something near and dear to my heart for this coming summer. I got other...
Since when? Okay, go ahead.
Text here, you mean dropping John Mino's name doesn't get you tickets to SNL?
Let's see. Right.
Go. Got another one. I've got contacts to get tickets. I'll be Grey Bay next week. I will share my intel. I'm not even going to say who you are.
Awesome.
Because we're going to keep that one secret because I don't want anybody else honing in on that.
No, on your tickets, right?
Yep. So you go. Had a good lunch yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
And
we did that dog show at the Northland.
Yes.
And that was fun.
Yes.
I mean, we had a good time and picked out the winners. And I
was the dog biscuit cookies.
Oh, that's when you ate those. But for doing that, they gave us a free lunch, and I haven't cashed mine in yet. You went yesterday?
Poke the bear.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the thing, and okay, so you'd be impressed. So order a pastrami sandwich. They got good pastrami. It's really good bread.
Well, I think that's
I asked them, are there any people from the UP listening that remember Limpu bread? It's this homemade type of Finnish bread, okay, from Finland. And certain bakers up there would make it. And it's like a rye type of bread. And it's like in a weird, like a big round loaf.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I said, where is this bread from? And I said, my God, I haven't tasted this since, you know, 20 years ago in the UP, this Limpu bread. I don't even know if they make it anymore. And that was so good with the pastrami. But she said, you want fries or chips? And it's like, I don't eat fries or chips. Okay. Since my whole new health kick. And anyway, she said, well, you could have soup. And I said, oh, what do you got for soup? She said, oh, we got booyah or venison chili. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I said, venison chili? I said, I didn't even know that was legal. She said, well, that's because it's imported or something. It was so good.
Yeah. They have great food there. That Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
Okay.
That you want to get.
Well, I'm going to go back because I was reading through their things. Yeah. It's like. But their venison chili was absolutely delicious at Poke the Bear.
Yeah, I like that place.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And breakfast, you know, I like the Walnut Room. They have a great selection. So, yeah, that's nice. That's good. I'm glad you did that. Who'd you go with? Or you don't tell me? You have to
a good friend who is a good friend of the program here.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know if you went alone. You're that guy. You know, I feel, but I can see going to Poke the Bear alone.
I'm totally fine.
But not a buffet
fine.
Alone.
No,
that's
I'm totally
weird.
Fine going places alone until people recognize me or whatever. Then I feel like they feel sorry for me.
Yep, I know. I always say I'm sitting here with all my friends.
Like when I'm on the road, or I used to be on the road for GB or if I'm traveling. So I love picking up a newspaper at the newsstand there, going into some little, I don't care if it's a Denny's or whatever. I order my breakfast skillet and I drink a pot of coffee and I read the paper and I love it. I'm 40. I'm a cougar.
Yeah, right.
But fine dining restaurants really don't like singles because you're taking up a table for two. You know, they would much rather have, you know, two or four people.
I've always wondered about this.
They don't like that.
What about in a diner when somebody goes there and they take up a booth and that's all they do is drink coffee.
Yeah, right.
Or two people, like even like in Friends, they never drink coffee. They just hang out at a place. Do people, if you own that place, do you ever, I mean, they made the effort to walk through your doors, which is phenomenal. But do you ever have to like encourage them to spend some money or?
I would say, I don't know. I would say something to them.
I know you would.
Put up a sign, no loitering.
That,
you know?
Yeah. But you see that sometimes where they don't even, it's like, do you want some more coffee? No, we're good.
And the coffee is kind of free. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could, you know, drink five cups of coffee, read a paper and take up a booth that they could turn over, what, two or three times?
I mean, I do that on the road, but I wouldn't do that around here if people recognize me. So what I'm saying is, if you run a little cafe, how do you handle that?
Yeah, I don't know what they do. We probably should talk to a cafe owner.
Especially if there's like people waiting, you know, by the door or whatever. Right. Do you, because you hate to put, because you have to say, if somebody pushed you out, would you ever go back to that restaurant?
No, but you know, do you really need them back?
I know. I hear it's a good point. Todd, you're the voice of reason.
You are. You don't mean make that decision.
I think it's a fine line, right? Because some people do want to sit and have that conversation and that becomes endearing to them and then they come back, blah, blah, blah. If they're sitting there for more than half hour, 45 minutes, listen.
We need the booth.
Yeah, we need the booth.
Yep.
Especially, and here's the other thing.
They should understand that.
Well, especially if there's people waiting in the lobby or something. Right. Sunday morning breakfast and you're just kind of hanging out, sipping coffee.
Right.
You know what I would do, though, if I had if I ran a cafe, okay, I would make sure I had a big enough, and this would be an optimistic way of looking at it, but I'd make sure I built a big kind of like waiting room. There's nothing where, and there's a really popular place, and I won't even say the name of it, on Military in Green Bay, really, really super popular. But they have, like, here's the door, and then there's the restrooms, and here's the counter, and everybody waiting is kind of uncomfortably standing there, and you got to get out of the way from people going to the bathroom.
They stand outside now.
Yeah, no, but I mean in
the winter. Yeah, that could be, but the only way you can make the lobby bigger is to take out booths, and that's where the money is.
I know,
but that's very popular. I like that place a lot. So
yeah, you know what I mean,
Pancake Pals.
Yeah, but it's so popular. There's no room to stand.
There's a company that I think did pretty well in the draft.
I would imagine.
You know that? I think they did. I think I saw something on that, which is very, very cool.
Well, I saw Mike Greenberg there. Who does, you know, the big show. He does Get Up, the big national show every morning out of New York. And then I remember one time Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel were there. I would I would have, I would have had such a great conversation with them. I would have told Jessica Biel, I played my first junior college football game in the town she was born in.
I'm sure that would have made her day.
I know. Ely, Minnesota.
We just bought a station up there, by the way.
Oh, no really? Kidding.
Yes, sir.
Send me up there.
Oh, we will. Yeah, we will. You probably didn't know that, but we did.
And you want to know something ironic? Where I was going to school in Virginia, Minnesota, you know who was born there then?
No.
The guy from Parks and Rec. The big guy who's really popular now.
Oh.
All right.
You know who I mean?
I do. Yeah.
If I met both of them, oh, my God.
And just think how they would feel, John.
I know.
Jeez.
There's the real question,
right. There's the question.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Scott Fancy joins us next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.